In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever. Dear brothers and sisters, today we celebrate the solemnity of Christ the King. It was Pope Pius XI who instituted this feast in 1925 so that all nations of the world would recognize that Jesus Christ is our true King. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all kings shall serve and obey him. Sometimes it's easy for us to forget that Jesus is a king. So in England, the reigning monarch is a queen, Queen Elizabeth. In Belgium, you have a king. There's also a king in Spain and Holland and other parts of the world. But Jesus is a king. He is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. He is above all kings and is the King of the universe. In the second reading, we heard how all things were created for him. For in him were created all things in heaven and on earth, everything visible and everything invisible. All things were created through him and for him. So let us think, everything we have is for him. Everything you are, all the gifts and talents you have are for Jesus Christ, are for his kingdom, for his glory. So even if you are intelligent, even if you can cook well, even if you can organize something, you should use these gifts for Christ the King. And do